We'll make a start at 6 o'clock. Item 1 on the agenda, apologies. I have nothing under Chairman's remarks. Item 2, declarations of interest. It's okay, Councillor Burns. Item 3, action sheets arising. We'll go through it page by page. Page 1. You got it, Councillor Andrews? Right, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Go ahead, Jeanette.
Chair, page 4, the very last action running into page 5 under the Community Centre Effectiveness Review. At the last committee meeting, I updated the committee to say we were likely to have a presentation on the review in November. Chair, we would like as officers the opportunity to consult with all of the DEAs prior to taking it to committee. In order to do that, it's more likely we would have a presentation in December or January. To update the committee in relation to that.
Thank you, Janine. All in agreement with that? Yep. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Moving on to item 4, and the piece 4, local action plan, and Janine, I'll take this one.
Yes, Chair. As agreed, the committee would approve the recommendations arising from the piece 4 partnership. They have been included in your papers, and we just need the committee to consider and agree.
Chair.
Councillor Andrews.
In relation to piece 4, I'd like to welcome the progress that's been made so far. It's good to see a lot of the work going from the drawing board on the process to reality. So if you require a proposer, I'd only be too happy to propose that we accept this paper.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Do I have a second? Councillor Dorn. All in agreement? Item 5, the DEA 4 update, and Janine again.
Chair, this is our monthly update, including a summary of activity within the DEAs over the past month. We're asking the committee to consider and agree the actions as outlined in the action sheet.
You've heard the officer. Proposed by Councillor Burns, seconded by Councillor Andrews. Item 6, the proposed legal agreement between Newry Mourndown Council and Barnmean Primary School in relation to the use of the community centre car park. And Janine again.
Yes, Chair, just by way of background, parents using the school would park in the council car park, and we just want permission to set up a legal agreement to formalise that arrangement.
Councillor Burns proposed. Do we have a second? Councillor Donnelly. Item 7, the Warm Point Community Hub. And Michael will take this one.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, this is just an update paper for the committee. Committee members may be aware this was a Legacy Newry and Mourne project. So basically all we're saying is this is where the project was at a point in time. We would now like to start reconvening meetings with all the agencies involved in order to get them to reaffirm their support for it. Reason that it hasn't moved anywhere is that we're still waiting on the PSNI seal of the station, and they need to move this mast first. So it's really an update report and to give authority for us to reconvene the meetings with the partners that we have previously.
Proposed by Councillor Bourne, second by Councillor Brown. Item 8, we'll take item 8 and 8.1 together as they're linked, and it was in relation to Councillor Brown's motion. Rolled.
Yes, Chair. We've tried to capture the salient information in respect to costs for opening the leisure facilities under 8.1 for community facilities at the earlier hour on a Sunday morning. From initial work that we've done on this, I just don't think it's going to be as simple to come back with the full implications at this stage. So we're recommending that we continue to proceed with the opening as already approved for DLC and NLC, and they will undertake further research in respect of the staff implications and customer surveys at the respective facilities, and that we bring these back to a future committee meeting.
Councillor Burns.
Sure. Happy to propose. So just want to recap so I have got this right. DLC and NLC, we're happy to start that because we've all budgeted that. The other ones, we don't know the budget. We have no idea about single staff or the staff reviews and all the rest that has to go on that. And you're going to bring a paper back on that later. Yeah, I'll propose that.
Councillor Burns. Councillor Brown?
Yeah, I'm happy enough to second that, and thanks, Roland, for carrying out that work. It's looking good so far. It's kind of hard to make any decisions based on that, obviously, because we don't have any research done on the amount of money we could be making in those extra hours as well, which I think will be key in any report going forward. So not just looking at the associated costs of those extended opening hours, but also looking at what we can bring in so that we can balance that out. I would also put on record that my original motion was just for extending the opening hours in Newcastle and Kilkeel, and looking at the figures for the other community centres, I would be reluctant to go ahead with the additional opening hours there as it stands, but I'll let you go and carry out the work, and hopefully we'll see a report soon. Thank you.
Well, you've heard that. Well, in relation to that, when the motion was brought forward, I actually had suggested that, you know, if we're going to open one or two, you know, we're going to have to look at them all. And I, for one, would be lobbying that Ballinahinch and Killeley is included in it. It's my electoral area, and I would want to see them open, and if it was happening. But the figures that I see here at the minute, you know, they make grim sort of reading, so they do what it's going to cost. Now, I know that the officers are going to go away and do another piece of work, and I think that work needs to be carried out, because we have to go and speak to staff and that, to see if staff and whatever are interested in that, because this can't be forced on anybody. And I do think that there'll be more meat in the bones when you come back again, and then hopefully the decision will be taken then. Do we run with it or we don't? Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Chair President. Could someone remind me why Dan Patrick's not on any one of these documents?
Sure. Well, by recollection, Councillor Enright, that Newry has already been budgeted for where it will open. It has already been agreed that when Dan Patrick does open, the new facility opens, that they will be opening early anyway, so they will. So that's why it's not on it. It's really out of the equation along with Newry, because they will be opening early hours on a Sunday. So we're happy enough then to... Sorry, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. And more later time too, we'll be speaking in support of the officers' recommendations. But looking on the figures here that is presented before us in this paper, you know, there's a whole lot of money going to be put out. And in addition to that, I was touched on, especially staff, like, you know, a lot of staff love their Sunday mornings off or whatever, you know, but you have to think long term of the staff, the cost implications there, and also to the cost to the rate payer. But as I say, I think we can comment more whenever the officers bring back a report to this committee. But I was concerned when I read the figures. I think a lot of money going out, you know, at this stage. And also, I think realistically, I think we're doing the right thing and going back to the drawing board. And I see exactly. Patrick, I don't talk when you talk. I'm sorry, but that's just a system of concerns.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. So, you've heard the proposed technical agreement? Yes. Item 9, indoor leisure facility arrangements for 18-19 public holidays. And Roland will pick that as well.
Yes, Chairman. The report sets out the proposed openings for the public holidays as requested last month. And this would be the information that we'd usually bring back on an annual basis. It is as we have previously operated, so there's no changes within these proposals based on what you've done in previous years. So I also would recommend we proceed as set out.
You've heard the officers' report and recommendation.
Chair, is that suggesting that the leisure centres will open? It says one shift. Is that 8 hours each on each of those days, or what does it mean? I'm just reading the report.
Yeah, I think the exact change is 9:30 to 4:30 on those days, with the exception being Newcastle due to the seasonal nature of the customers there, which operate on the two shift basis.
Dare I ask, does that include Dan Patrick? The wife's always getting on to me about that.
Yes.
So can we have a proposer? Councillor Enright proposed, seconder. Councillor Dorn. Item 10. The nicotine inhaling products, age of sale and proxy purchasing regulations, NI 2017.
And thank you, Chair. The Department of Health are proposing to introduce legislation that will cover the restriction on sale, age restriction onto e-cigarettes and nicotine inhaling products. So they're consulting on us with them at the moment. So proposing two new offences: the actual sale to a person under the age of 18, and a proxy ban by somebody over 18 for a younger person. So we're just asking that members agree that we return the attached consultation response.
Councillor Burns.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, happy to propose, because this is just about the sale, really, isn't it? And restrictions around that. But can I also add to that proposal, can we draft out to our businesses a small information flyer? There's businesses out there that aren't sure where and when people are allowed to use these, and particularly bars and restaurants. You know, a lot of people who would see them using them in bars aren't sure if they should be using them, and they're trying to do it sneakily. All people that when there's food preparation areas aren't sure. There's bound to be clear guidelines out there, but is it something that we can put out or even put on our website, and we can defer people to the website?
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, yes, I mean, we certainly can. It isn't, I mean, it's the smoking restrictions are to do with tobacco, so it isn't illegal to smoke an e-cigarette. Lots of places will have policies, but it isn't actually illegal to smoke or use an e-cigarette in any... No, the only issue would be the potential for contamination if you're putting your hand to your mouth, etc. So, but in strictly speaking, there's no restriction.
Technically,
it's not an offence. Technically, yes.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. And I do agree very much with Councillor Burns' sentiments, and I don't want to be too happy to second the proposal. I think more or less people are shifting onto the vapors or these electronic cigarettes and all to try to create, you know, to put a curb to the craving for nicotine. Well, thank God I don't smoke, but I was worried at the end of a cigarette, so I probably picked up a lot from passive smoking. But in relation to sort of a concern, I would like to ask the officers, what would their viewpoints be on, say, for example, setting somebody into the shop to try to test them, and to test them to see where they can buy the produce? What would be the council's views on, say, setting somebody in that's under 16 or somebody young and to test the shopkeeper or a business person?
Through the chair, I think we've previously, we do carry out test purchasing exercises for tobacco. As it stands, obviously, e-cigarettes, this legislation isn't in place, but we would intend to use the same process if and when that legislation is made. So we do carry out an exercise a year. We warn businesses in advance that it's going to happen, and we do carry out test purchasing exercises. The last few have been very, very successful, and that very, very few businesses have actually sold.
Councillor Brown.
Thanks, Chair. Definitely agree with the response there. As an ex-smoker from experience, I can say that going cold turkey is the only way, and these nicotine devices actually just increase your dependence on the drug. I was just out of curiosity, Owen, is there any current age limit on these sort of products, 16 or anything like that?
No, not at the moment. And, I mean, opinion is divided as to the actual health effects. The most recent WHO guide would say that they're an awful lot less harmful, but they're, I suppose it's early days in their existence and the patterns aren't seen, and it's also thought that it might be a gateway into smoking as well. So,
Well, councillors have heard the proposal, hang on, agreement.
Thanks, Chair. Again, the two legacy councils had biodiversity action plans. We had a joint biodiversity officer at that time. So what this is now is it's a combination of the two that we have now prepared for the new council area. So just asking for your approval to adopt the draft plan as attached.
Yes, Chair, I just wanted to speak on this. It's a 44-page document, and it appears to be 41 pages of motherhood and apple pie, and 3 pages of plan. Now, the plan itself is exceedingly unambitious. It's got targets set for April 2019 and 2020. We're already 3 years into the council, and not to be able to turn this around in a more ambitious way seems to be really sort of producing a report for the sake of being seen to produce a report, but not for the sake of doing anything. It doesn't appear to be a budget associated with this function. And I know we've had trouble in the past getting signs made by the biodiversity officer because she has no budget. It's not specific about how it will support community groups, it names a number of annual wildlife programs that it may support. It doesn't say how, and it doesn't say there's a budget associated with it. It misses some of the big ones, like Coast Watch. I think there's a bit more work to be done on this, and I think we need to get a group of councillors around the table that actually know something about this area to help the officers produce a better plan.
Oppose it. Do we have seconder? Councillor Gordon. So you've heard that, and we also maybe take Councillor Enright's comments on board.
Yeah, we're happy to receive any comments to say, and we can take it back to committee after that.
Chair, if I may, just to comment on the the councillor's comments on lack of budget. He's quite correct. There is no budget. So I hope that all the councillors here present remember that when I come forward in the rates process and ask for a budget for the implementation of the Biodiversity Action Plan, which I will be doing.
Item 12 is for noting, and it's a place of safety partnership. Does anyone have any questions? No. 13 is also for noting, and it's European projects. Anyone any questions on it? Item 14 is also for noting, progress report on the areas at risk programmes across Madeleine and Bessbrook. Item 15 is also for noting, and it's a social investment fund. Questions? And then item 16 is in committee. So if we could ask the press to leave.
I propose that it be in the committee.
Councillor Keller's proposal in committee, the seconder. Liz.
And that's it there, but yes.
Right, councillors, the press have left. This item is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Right, for the purpose of the tape, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Kimmins, to accept the officer's recommendation. Agree? And to agree to seek a meeting with the chief executive of the trust to discuss the matter, and that subject of estates be addressed and added to the agenda for future health forum meetings.